was actually asked if we could have it in Icelandic, but to be polite to our foreign guests, so can I see how many hands are in the house that do not understand Icelandic? So we will do it in English to tell those foreign people that are here with us. Then I would say that all these five films, they are about Icelandic reality in our times right now. The first film that we saw, the made by Benedikt Erlingsson, we could maybe start with him. And then we have also here Rúnar Rúnarsson, who did the last film, Two Birds. Well, these are the two directors that we have of five, which is quite good. So maybe I should, Benny, we call him Benny here in Iceland, if you could maybe start to tell us a little bit more about the basic idea behind this thing. I remember myself in 1985, we had a prime minister here who was always walking around the city with a bandaid on his forehead. This person is still having a lot of influences here in Iceland. So I just, one of my thoughts is like, has this connection with some sort of reality, of Icelandic reality?
This is a memory though, that it was an election night and the Prime Minister came to the TV and he had a virus that had gone to his head. And he had something, a wound on his forehead, and he had this little plaster on his forehead. We were told that our Prime Minister had a virus that was in his head, and he won the election. But also, there is also a film called Montenegro that I saw here as a child, and it's about the Swedish woman that escapes to Yugoslavia. And there is this scene when she comes to this pub, and then there are fight in a pub, and there comes a man carried out with a knife out of his forehead, and then they cannot get ambulance for him, so they bring him back and give him a drink, and he's just in the background of the film there, you know, drinking with his knife in the forehead. But of course, this is could be a documentary, this film, because this is really something called frontal lobe damage, and this should be, you know, medically possible to get a hold there and survive and behave in this way. And you know, the key issue that the hole should not be in the center. It's okay, it's a little bit on the side, and a lot of good people have got hole in the head and survived. But then you can also say this is a very feministic film. Because it's a very hard view on maybe men or manhood, or maybe it's a type of feminist called mæðrahyggja in Icelandic, a motherly feminism that has this view, philosophical view that men and women are different in their nature, and women should have take share in the power because they have a natural talent that is important for us to have in society. Like, they are compassionful and more sensitive and more clever with money and so on, and men are brutal and etc. So, you know, maybe if this was a woman, she would become very passionate and put everybody on her breast. Just her breast beat everybody. I don't know, I'm just been sitting, I've been on a film festival and I've seen how film directors do. Just, you know.
That's why we're on here, to, you know, bullshit a little bit. And that's what's so great about festivals, is that like you can walk into the world or into the brain of those directors. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the production of it, why were you shooting it in this way, and if you could tell us a little bit maybe about your cast and how long time this whole thing took.
Well, it's a super cast. It's the creme de la creme of Icelandic male actors, I think, except me. And we shot it on 3 days on and we could not afford film, so we did in high definition. And I think I have not seen any film director talk about this before, so I'm a little bit out of the ice now. Well, I don't want to talk too much about what this film is. I think she has it has many references, and for many people it can be a different thing. So, and for me it is a film, of course, about maybe the talent of political people in, also, that we are maybe more primal than we think. And the talent of a leader, a good leader, is maybe more primal than human. So.
Without knowing your backstory, from what you just told, I found a very nice metaphor for the current political situation here in Iceland. Was that in all your intentions?
Well, no, this was shot 1 year ago.
Well, I mean, we can still carry this back, you know, 3 or 4 years ago and still pertain to the current
situation. Yeah, well, the thing is that this is shot in a real location in Höfði, where Gorbachev and Reagan met.
Yeah.
So it's an, and the table there is still preserved, and he was like trying to rape the woman on the real table. With Gorbachev and Reagan, and they did not know they're in Reykjavík work when I landed. And the portraits are real, you know. It's Bjarni Benediktsson, our prime minister there, old prime minister there in the background. Maybe I will be sued later from his family. So there are, it's a real location and a real situation, and of course this could happen. I don't want to get personal about politicians today, but I think this could happen in every country.
Somebody else? Had a question?
Thank you very much, Benny. And then we have Rúnarsson here. He actually, this is the first time when I saw his film, and I read this very short interview with him here in one of the newspapers, because the journalist and the editor of Icelandic newspaper, they're not very excited about talking to film directors. But I noticed one beautiful thing that Rúna said, that he was comparing short films with poetry. So maybe you could start to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, or not. No, it's the short film doesn't have to begin with. Films doesn't have to have the three act rule to begin with, but it's easier to get away with experiments and within the short film genre. And yeah, the short film genre doesn't have to be at this point of attacks and all those things. So yeah, you could look at it as a poetry without a certain form. It doesn't have to rhyme, even though it's poetry. But in a way, what I think what you're referring to is something that I said, that a feature film is a fiction novel, and the short film is a short story or a poem.
So, tell us a little bit about the girl. What the idea of the film? Why did you do this film?
Why did I do this film? Yeah, I think Benny told me 1 year ago, 2 years ago, that I had a Jesus complex. So, so it's a self-paragraph story about a guy with a Jesus complex. No. One way or the other, things that I do are more or less about myself or people that I know, and then there's also some fiction in it. And, the last part of the story is fiction, but I've been a teenager, I've been experimenting with things and failed and succeeded, so it's some kind of childhood memories with a twist. But it's, for me, it's really important for me to have personal stories the reason why I make films is because still, and I hope I will keep on having some stories to tell that I have to get out. I've tried many other forms within the art genre, and the most disgusting pictures ever painted, and awful music, and etc. And it was first when I made the first short when I was 17 with a friend of mine that, yeah, all those different art forms came together and I actually could express something without being too ashamed of it.
How long did it take to shoot?
Yeah, we had 4 shooting days.
Where? And
It was shot in Keflavik and the harbour site in Keflavik and in Njarvik, and then the town that they live in, the only house that you see is an abandoned military base that the Yankees used to have here. And yeah, that was quite nice shooting there. We had a town by ourselves. So if people started arguing, you could always find an apartment or a house by yourself to get some steam off and go back. And but yeah, it was a hectic schedule. We wanted to do it in 5 days, but yeah, we shot it in 4, 3, 12-hour days. And yeah, the last day was quite long. I can't remember how long it was. Maybe Adley remembers how long it was. And yeah.
Your lead actor was fascinating. I wonder how you found him.
He's here.
No, I mean, I mean, how did you find? how did you discover him? I suppose.
Yeah, we had a quite a big casting session. I wanted to do it over a weekend or something like that, but we were stretching for 1.5 months or 2 months or something like that, of course with some intervals. And it was through an old neighbor of mine that is synchronizing or dubbing the cartoons that Atli had been working with him. Yeah, more or less, all actors are different. It doesn't matter if they are, it's always a different dialogue that you have with each actor, even though they are professionals or if they have no experience whatsoever to begin with. The general difference maybe between the actors is, inexperienced ones, that haven't had schooling. Yeah, they either can act or not, and if they can act, and if they are natural talents like athletes, then they just blow you away. And it's, not too many things that I have to do, actually.
Is there a message you want to tell people, or is there an effect you would wish? Like, for me, the effect was quite shocking. Is that your intention?
Yes. No, it's more or less that I want people to walk out of the cinema with the positive part of the story, not the negative part, but to experience the positive part, you have to have something negative. And like Benny, I don't want to define too many messages or something like that. I'm playing with some things, but I think it's quite boring to talk about it. It's more mysterious to say something.
I just think rape should not be something mysterious. Rape should be something faced and confronted.
Yeah.
Not something to play with.
No, but that's what I try to do, to have it quite confronting. That people wouldn't misunderstand that something hanky panky was going on.
Mm-hmm.
We portrayed it in this
cute
way.
Yeah.
But think that we respected our audience, our actors, and the topic as well.
So, do we have one last question, or?
Was it shot on film?
Come again?
Was it shot on film?
Yeah, it was shot on Super 16, but I found out my photograph is gonna kill me. It's a working copy that is screened here, so it's grainy and disgusting. She's gonna slaughter me when she finds out.
I was gonna ask you if it was ectochrome. Because of the copy.
Yeah, no, it's just a fucked up copy. That
it looks beautiful.
But of course, yeah, it has some roughness. It's shot on Super 16, and quite primitive. Low lighting and stuff like that. Of course, there is grain in it, but this copy is floating. So I just walked out and had a couple of cigarettes while we were watching.
Thank you for the great films.